back, folks. So yeah, I think I mean, this makes sense to me, right? Makes sense to everybody else? No IRS bothering him. He can make billions of dollars. He can use insider training. He's, you know, investing in AI companies that he's then giving giant contracts for as they sell out the American people to the tech oligarchy. And look, after being harassed for 4 years, I mean, I could just see how it works. It's just, hey, look, Donnie. You know, it's probably Mark Levin putting him in a headlock or something. Look, Donnie, this can go one of two ways. You may be able to fight and struggle for the rest of your life, and maybe by the end of your life, you might remain out of jail, but you will be despised by everybody that we can convince, which is a lot of people, hell of a lot of people. And your whole life will be a continuous misery of lawsuits and attacks and threats of jail and IRS audits. We're going to destroy you, or you can serve us. Simple as that. You serve us, not only will we let you make billions of dollars, we'll let you retire, we'll actually make you a celebrity, we'll chill out on the mainstream media, you know, they'll be in favor of you bit by bit, incrementally. By the time you're out of office, they'll be singing your praises, and you'll be able to retire, maybe in Israel, maybe in Mar-a-Lago, wherever you are. You know, we'll make sure that all of these threats of investigations disappear. And all you have to do is just a couple of simple things. We want the war in Iran, and we want you to silence the Epstein outrage. Pretty simple, pretty easy. You can do whatever else you want. All the other stuff that you want, we're all for. We'll help you get it done. But we need those two things. And if you deliver for us, we'll deliver for you. Now, it seems like he took the deal because it seems like all of these things are being implemented. And it seems like he's just fully on board now. 100%. He is literally worse than the likes of George W. Bush or Barack Obama at this point, I hate to say. But this is the thing. The right wingers were on guard against Barack Obama, very suspicious of everything he was doing. Somehow Trump is doing even more that should outrage or at the very least worry you. And yet we're cheering it on because it's ICE and we're told they're going after illegal immigrants. Then they don't actually arrest the illegal immigrants, but they do have the laws and the precedent in place if they ever wanted to turn on the American people. So I think that's what happened. The stupid thing about this is that Trump has no leverage. What leverage does he have? How are they going to uphold their end of the bargain? I mean, obviously they have a lot of influence, but do they even care about using it for that? I think they're just going to throw Trump to the wolves no matter what. I think they're going to get what they want from him. They're going to destroy the Republican Party in the process. And we're going to, you know, sit there as the Democrats sweep into power and ignore all of the laws and precedents and promises that were made to Donald Trump. Why would they care? They don't give a damn. And hell, even if they're somehow, because of the Jewish influence in America, able to protect Donald Trump from this, we're not being protected. Trump supporters aren't going to be shielded from this. And when the Democrats get back into office, they'll use the IRS to go after every conservative group, every Trump supporter. There's no restrictions to that. Trump made himself a deal. He didn't make a deal for the American people. So, I mean, this is all very troubling, but I think at the end of the day, Trump's going to get screwed. But I can understand the argument. I can understand how they'd go to Trump and say, look, like I said, you can fight the rest of your life. Maybe you can stay out of jail. Maybe your family will not be sent to jail either. You know, we can help with that. But one day you're not going to be here. You know, one day your family's not going to be here. You know who's going to be here? We are. You know who's going to be writing the books? We will. Do you want to go down in history? Do you want your entire legacy to be despised, to be the next Hitler? Because we have the ability to do that. Or do you want to be celebrated? Do you want the books to say that despite, you know, initial reservations, it turned out Donald Trump was a great president and everybody, you know, learned to celebrate his pioneering political style? What do you want your legacy to be? Because it's up to us, because we're going to still be here. 100 years from now, we'll be here. We'll be writing the books. So I think that's the deal he made. And I think he made it with scoundrels that are going to turn on him and stab him in the back. And he'll deserve every second of it. And this time we'll get to enjoy it. Won't that be fun? Experiencing a Trump impeachment from the other side for once. Because, I mean, in reality, if Trump wanted to protect himself, the thing to do would be to further ingratiate himself with the tens of millions of Americans who believed in him and had his back and sacrificed for him and were willing to go to the mat in defense of him and willing to make it a political issue to fight for. But you've lost all of that. So now, all the people like us who were there making the argument, making the case, you know, arguing against the lies of the Democrats under impeachment, we're going to be sitting here going, no, they're exactly right. No, he did commit these crimes. He is a war criminal. He is insider trading. He is corrupt. He did sell out America for pennies on the dollar. It's just a bad decision overall. It's bad decision after bad decision. He believed him about Iran. Look where that got him. He probably believed him about this too. So, you know, again, I would almost understand it if he really, you know, had no other options. You know, when you're left with nothing else, you take any hand that's offered. But, you know, before he went this way, he still had the support of like 100 million Americans, which is kind of a pretty powerful force. He gave that up. At least gave up half of it to be protected by the Alan Dershowitz of the world. So, you know, maybe they'll go along with it. We don't know. I'm going to move on now. I'm going to move on to a bunch of other stuff that we need to talk about, even though the trend continues to be that white people, white Europeans are endless victims of not just violent assault and harassment and oppression and abuse by their government, but also being blamed on being the problem for all of this. And it's enough already. It's enough already, I think. I don't know how much more needs to happen, but we gotta learn where we are in this world right now. Because while the energy's there, while there are a lot of people all over America, all over the UK, that are patriotic, that are willing to stand up, that are willing to go out of their way to express their support of the classic national character of these countries, they're doing it in a way that is utterly and completely ineffective and serves only to feel like they're doing something. Right now, protesting, I hate to say it, it's about as powerful as recycling is, right? If you think you're doing something to stop recycling or to stop like the world being destroyed because you throw your foam cup in that hole instead of that hole, that's about as effective as like protesting is right now. There's a video, there's obviously like a very big march in the UK, and I don't want to criticize the turnout because it was massive, and I do think it's important to, at the very least, you know, let your position be known. But the question is, what's the point? What's the point? You've got a million people on the streets of the UK waving the Union Jack, expressing their patriotism, demanding action from the UK government. And what do you get for all of that work and all of that effort and those millions of people in the street? You get ignored. That's what happens. You get completely ignored. Because what are those millions of people going to do? They're going to walk around. They're going to wave signs. They're going to chant. And then they're going to go home. And then the government is going to throw them in jail for disliking the endless violent rapist Muslims that are being planted in their communities. We want our country back. Oh, well, have you tried asking nicely? Did it work? No. What? Did you try waving a flag? And they still sent a rapist to your community? Why? They must be so confused. The people running the UK government, they must be confused about what they're supposed to be doing. Did you wave a flag to let them know? Again, I don't mean to like criticize people out there waving a flag. I love that people are feeling that way. But like, if you have a million people on the street in the UK, I think the thing to do would be storm the palace. I would think that, you know, a million, half a million people on the streets of the UK is only powerful if it does something. All that happens when you hold these marches is you feel like you're doing something, but you haven't actually done anything. You haven't actually moved the needle. You haven't actually affected change. But you feel like you've done something. You'll feel good about it, and you'll be satisfied that something, you know, you participated in something. And so even though nothing has happened, you'll, you know, calm down for a little while until you feel the need to march again. And then again, you'll march. And again, the people that know exactly what they're doing and are doing it on purpose will ignore you. So that's what I mean as to like where we are. Protests don't matter if the people who run your country don't care. If what they're doing is explicitly designed to destroy you, saying you're being destroyed is not going to be like, they know. They know. Okay. It's like, I mean, imagine a bunch of Gazans marching and being like, you're dropping bombs on us. What do you think Israel is going to be like? Oh my gosh, we are? What? Sorry. Yeah, they're going to do a hunger strike. No, they are doing a hunger strike. That's where Israel makes you hungry and then strikes you. It's the classic Gaza hunger strike. It's where they starve and then blow you up. So like that, like, you know, so like if the people of Gaza were out on a street waving the Gaza flag, what would you say to them? Be like, what are you doing? What are you doing? You think Israel doesn't know it's killing you? You think it doesn't know that you don't like being killed? Like, what are you trying to express here? You're in a war and you're targeted for destruction. The only thing to do now is destroy them first. That's it. That's the only result. It's the only answer. My friend had a funny idea. I don't know if we could do it live here. Might be too much for our current studio setup. But he was like, you should take the Cars for Kids jingle. Y'all know that famous Cars for Kids jingle? And it was just basically the whole thing was shut down because of false advertising. And it's that same Jewish group that Tyler Oliveira exposed in Northwood, New Jersey, or whatever it's called. Yeah, they run these ads that are like, support kids, donate your car. And they don't tell you that it's literally just an Israeli front, and they just send the money to Jewish groups exclusively. Even though they have people of all races and ethnicities being advertised, it was totally fraudulent. He was like, why don't you play that jingle and just put, you know, a bunch of video of Palestinian kids being blown to pieces. You know, videos of like Palestinian kids bleeding and having their arm cut off and being pulled out of the rubble while you hear the Cars for Kids jingle, because that's actually what it was sponsoring. That's actually what it was supporting, not Cars for Kids. I thought that was a funny idea. Maybe somebody will do that. But yeah, we're gonna move on to some other topics here. I do want to tell you about a new product we have at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm very excited about this. I didn't even know we were doing this till I saw Alex advertise it, and I might. We might be missing one of these by the end of the day. I don't know. Don't tell anybody. But they're new wallets, and I love these. I've seen other wallets like this, and they've never really interested me because they just look like, I don't know, credit card or like business card cases. They just are like, you know, kind of like cheap metal. But this one has real leather, and it actually looks cool, and it is obviously very functional. I was just sort of messing around with it during the break, and pulling the cards out is very easy. I have a leather wallet right now, and while I love it, actually my brother-in-law made it for me, and it's got taxation is theft carved across the top, but it's hard to pull the cards out. It really is. And literally just this week, I was like standing in line, and I was trying to pinch my fingers. I just cut my fingernails and I couldn't get the card out. And it was so frustrating. So this, you don't have to worry about that. These wallets have this convenient pull tab. And so you just pull the card right out and it can hold more than you expect. I mean, these are very thin wallets, but they can hold something like 25 cards, I think. 25 cards and 20 bills in this wallet. And it folds up nicely. Super thin RFID blocking. The design is amazing. It's got the Betsy Ross stars with 1776 in the middle and a don't tread on me version as well. Very cool wallets. The type that you see advertised a lot of places, but these are better. I have to say, I like these more. Again, because they've got that real leather. You can really see the craftsmanship. They're super light and thin. But the other thing is that, you know, I put my wallet in my back pocket, so I don't want to be sitting on hard metal, but this has the leather there to make it a little softer. So if you do put it in your back pocket, it'll be easier. It's the new Freedom Shield RFID wallet. It comes in two powerful patriotic designs, Don't Tread on Me and 1776. It's made with top grain leather and aerospace grade aluminum. The thing is slim, strong, secure, and built for everyday carry. It holds up to 25 cards and 20 bills, has RFID blocking protection, a secure cash strap, and a quick pull tab for access. So you get strength, security, and a premium patriotic design all in one wallet. These things routinely sell for at least $70. That's the regular price for most people. You can get it today for just $49. VIPs get it for $39. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com before these sell out. And I have the feeling, excuse me, I have the feeling these are going to sell out pretty dang quick. And I'm not even joking. I've had my wallet that I have now for probably 10 years. I've never considered getting a new wallet until I saw these. These are actually cool enough. They actually have the leather. I don't know. I've looked at the other ones. There's other brands that a lot of people advertise. And I've thought about it. You know, I could use a new wallet. You go and you look. I'm just like, I just don't like the design, but these are awesome. These are very cool and they're very small and very thin. And I just love the 1776 on it. I love the Don't Tread on Me as well, but I think I'd go for this one. So I'd get one if I were you. That's all I'm saying. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'm going to test one out. I think I'll test one out. I think the audience, I think for me to give a real, you know, full endorsement, I think I need to maybe carry it around for a little while. So, you know, it's business. This is for business. I'm going to keep one because I need to advertise it. You know, it's not that I just want it for myself and I'm taking it because I can. Would never do such a thing, but I'm serious. I'm going to start carrying one of these around. It's kind of the same as the knives that we get. I mean, I always take the supplements, but like whenever we get a new product like this, they're always cool. They're always very well designed. And I don't know where we get these things from, but we have the best suppliers in the world. And you can get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I'm going to get mine from right here on the table. All right. I want to play a couple videos here. And we're going to start with clip number two. Because this is propaganda these days. It's not exactly subtle. It's not exactly nuanced. And in my opinion, it's sort of counterproductive. For whatever it intends. And we sort of go back to the classic Stone Toss comic. If you're familiar with that guy, a comic guy draws comics named Stone Toss. And he has a really famous one where it's just a big picture of like two men kissing. It's a person like, are you sure this will help us sell burgers? The other guy's like, burgers? What are you talking about? No, we're going to put a gay couple in our McDonald's ad because we're propagandists, not because we think it'll sell burgers. What are you talking about? That's sort of where we're at here, where it's like, are they trying to actually advertise something? Are they trying to actually promote an idea that they're expressing? Or is there like a fully formed ulterior motive that's actually why this was made? So I guess ostensibly this is L'Oreal Paris TV ad in Germany depicting white men committing public sexual harassment. Clip number two, we can go to this, but like the idea is like, was anybody at any point in this process actually concerned about making a advertisement to actually stop women being harassed? Would this advertisement even do that? And if that was the case, why would you not design it to appeal to the people that are actually harassing women? Let's watch the video. Here is a new ad, a new propaganda ad demonizing white people in Europe. Let's watch. You see a a mixed race, fuzzy haired lady. There's a white woman, an Asian woman. Oh, she's being creeped on. Oh, the white woman's being approached when she doesn't want to be. Those damn white guys are at it again. It's the old German man clapping her knee for some reason. It's just, you know, this is what women in Germany have to deal with. Gosh, they're trying to get to their seat, and the you know, innocent minorities have to watch on in horror as the dangerous white supremacists, you know, take advantage of the poor innocent women. Thank goodness the minorities are there to stop the white guys. Okay, there's the Hispanic guy, there's the black guy. Thank God, you know. What would these white women do without the racial minorities there to protect them? Defend their honor. You know, these are the real... You say chivalry's dead. Have you seen black people? Have you seen non-white people? They're as chivalrous as the day is long. There it is. Stand up, Von L'Oreal Paris. Now, interestingly, on this very same day, a woman in Germany made a bit of a mistake here. A feminist made a video to demonize men, and she shows herself walking around a European city and being harassed. And boy, is it something. Let's go to clip number six here. Here's the feminist video who attempted to demonize men. And it's not men, though, is it? Let's watch. So now every girl's fear. So oh, look, strange foreign men leering at you. Oh, look, a foreign man getting up to try to grab you before jumping off the train. Oh, other foreign men. Oh, look, that guy's got his hand in his pocket, fiddling with himself while he stares at you. Here's a adult man gesturing to the 14-year-old. Oh, you're just sitting by yourself at the back of the bus? Well, nowhere to run. So again, it's literally just brown and black people leering at them, trying to touch them, knocking on their window. Oh, those damn men, right? Yeah, I'm not sure if this expresses what you were thinking it expresses. And we've seen this before, that, you know, another woman did this in New York, where she's like 4 hours walking around. She's walking around in these skin-tight yoga pants, and she literally gets harassed endlessly by minority men. So, what's wrong with women? So, what is wrong with women? It's like, do you not understand what's happening here? Do you not realize that it's your policies that are inviting all of these people in? It's the very people that do the thing that you think all men do? It really is just pathetic. I think we need to do something about this, something dramatic. We'll be right back.